Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power, and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundance goodness. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ. We lift up our praises for the one who earthly rulers ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among the common people, whose welcome came from those with hungry hearts and a desire to hear your eternal truth. Your people rejoice in your Son, who came as a witness to grace, who proclaimed peace and justice, lived love and righteousness, as he walked humbly with you. It is in his name that we gather here this morning and pray for peace and healing in this broken world. O Lord, silence those that oppose you and fill your people with the light and life of Christ, so we would be equipped to be your faithful disciples, bearing witness to your grace and truth. By Father, we confess we are in need of your everlasting love in our humble lives. The need for forgiveness for our selfishness and greed. The need of new life for empty souls. And the need of your love for hearts that have grown cold. Lord, we thank you for your precious gift of lifting up our humble prayers with the knowledge that you are intimately aware of those struggles we may be experiencing. We know that in our times of pain and despair, we can always turn to our divine physician. We lift up to you Dennis, Kristen, Elaine, Leah, Terry's mom, Marge, Rita, and Joan, as we ask that you would bless them and strengthen them. Merciful Father, we lift up Norma and the Allen family and ask for an extra measure of your grace as they mourn the loss of Norman. May their sorrow turn to celebration for the memories of a long and productive life you gave them. Father, we thank you for the pastor that you granted us. Father, we thank you for his calling and his love for your people and work. We give our thanks for him being a patient teacher, a leader, a counselor, and a godly example that he's been to us all for over 30 years. We ask that you would continue to bless him and his family with good health and guide his every step as he continues to faithfully serve in your kingdom. And Father, as this special day draws closer, may the hope, love, peace, and joy represented by the birth of our Savior fill our humble lives. Hear us now as we joyfully rise together and recite the prayer our Savior has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also send to join the angels and all the company of heaven.
And the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide with him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.